Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio, and I am excited to have my mentors and bosses, which I've never had my bosses on before, but it's more of a idea of to have them in to let you know as a listener what the Institute for Public Service, the County Technical Assistance Service, is from a perspective other than mine. So good morning to Dr. Herb Bird, from the Vice President of the Institute for Public Service at the University of Tennessee, and good morning, Mr. John Walden, my Executive Director at the County Technical Assistance Service.
Good morning, Ben. It's great to be with you this morning. We're excited about the show.
Thank you, Ben, for having us this morning.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm not going to make y'all be mad at me. I'm not going to say anything y'all be mad at me, but it's going to be fun. I think it's I do often talk about what I do on the show, because this part of Local Matters is driven towards public service and our community and what's going on and the people that serve and all the good things. It's a good show, and we have a good time, and I learned things from you all today. I know that I've known John for 18 years and known you for 10 now, I guess, right, Dr. Bird?
Close.
Yeah. So let's get started. First thing I want to do, John, I'm going to start with you because you are my direct boss, and you do have a direct say whether I have a job tomorrow or not. I know your background, but what brought you to CTAS? What were you doing before you come to the County Technical Assistance Service?
Before I came to CTAS, I actually worked for Columbia State Community College in Columbia, a part of the Tennessee Board of Regents system, and I was a computer coordinator there. And the particular function that I had, we had a particular lab that I was fortunate enough to put the first network system in at Columbia State. And in our system, we were doing what is pretty much standard today, but it was interactive video done with a VCR and videotape connected to a computer. And I was blessed and had the opportunity to work with the vendor we had at the time to actually put that on a network system. And as I indicated, the first network system at Columbia State, and worked there almost 4 years prior to coming to CTAS.
Did you grow up in Nashville?
I grew up in Nashville. I was born in Nashville. I finished high school in Nashville, attended college in Nashville pretty much all my life.
I'm just going to say it, played basketball in college and was a successful basketball player. And John's only 6'5". Yeah, he's tall. And Dr. Bird's tall, so I'm the short man in the room. But Nashville guy, Tennessee guy all your life, and I think that's been important for us in your role at CTAS, is that you've been here, and especially in the Nashville side of it. You've been exposed to the environment there and the culture, and you can share that with others in your leadership. So I think that's great. So, Dr. Bird, what were you doing prior to coming to IPS?
All right. I've been at the University of Tennessee for a while. Started out as an extension agent with the university, and then left and did nonprofit work for a couple of years, and then came back in 98. So I've been back a good while and worked in administration and traveled all over the state working with folks in the Institute of Ag. And I guess one of the things that makes it possible for me to do what I do at the Institute for Public Service is that, you know, I've been engaged in outreach all my life, and taking what we know at the university and putting it into practice to help folks across the state. So it's, as you know, a privilege to be able to do what we do, and there are some special challenges as well.
There are, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. And John, I want to go back to you a second. When you were working at Columbia State, how did you find out about the position at CTAS?
It was in the early 90s, so of course we didn't have internet applications. And I was actually just looking at the Sunday newspaper and saw the position and told my wife, this is something I think I can do, and apply for the position. So it was old school way of finding a position at that point in time.
So add in newspaper. So I want to ask you, when you applied and interviewed, did you fully understand what the County Technical Assistance Service was?
Like I said, it was old school, so I didn't have the opportunity to do a lot of research. And so basically, to answer your question, no, I had no clue. I knew I was capable of the technical side of things, and I figured I would learn the county government side of
it. Yeah, and so once you got in there, did you realize it was a call to service once you got in there and you saw how we assist counties? How did that make you feel?
It took a minute for me to get there. Of course, I wanted to make sure I from a technology side that I was making sure that things properly function. But then at that point in time, my ideal of the calling, so to say, or the purpose, which we talk about some now within CTAS, was to make sure that our staff had the equipment they needed, plus they functioned properly with the equipment. And then in that case, they could go out and serve the citizens and the county officials.
Well, I know some of the staff you were dealing with at the time, and they wasn't shy about telling you what kind of equipment they needed, especially Gary Hayes and all those guys. And we are going to talk about my uncle a bit later, too, and your experience with him, because whenever I get a chance to talk about him on the show, I do bring him up. Dr. Bird, you mentioned being at the Institute of Agriculture. I have Michelle Parrott on once or twice a year from the Putnam County Extension, and she always brings in some great information on what's going on in the Extension. And so you were there for, you said, I guess, 30 years. 30 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I know the story, but just tell us, what happened, how did that call come to you from the president of the University of Tennessee about entertaining the thought of coming to IPS?
Well, it's an interesting story. To make it short, I got a call one day, and he said, hey, I need for you to go do something for me. And we had about an hour-long conversation about what some of the needs were, and I had a Wednesday night to go home and sort through some things and make a decision as to whether or not I would come in as an interim vice president at the Institute to address some of the needs that were there at the time. And so after some deliberation and thought and prayer that night, I decided that, you know, it would be worthwhile to try it. I did have him write me a letter that said I could go back to my old job just in case.
Kind of like a contract, huh?
Yes. But I came to love the Institute and what we do, and it's a whole lot like what I did, just a different subject matter, and we are able to serve a lot of people across our state through all the different agencies of the Institute and CTAS.
How similar is it at the Institute for Public Service to the Institute for Agriculture about with your mission and your role? What similarities are there?
Well, we have a statewide mission, and we're here to serve everyone. One difference is we may not do it directly. We work with folks that serve other folks, and so we do a lot of our service vicariously through county officials and other local officials and other statewide groups that we work with. So we're the ones that help the folks that help others. And, you know, I do think it's important that we can visualize the needs of our citizens across the state and what role, in this case, county government has in serving them. So that's one huge similarity, is that we're here to serve. We're here to meet the needs and help people solve problems that they have. And in this case, we're helping making sure that county officials and other local officials are best prepared to serve the public that they're either elected to serve or that they have been hired to serve.
Do you ever miss the Institute for Agriculture?
You know, it's all about people. And when you leave one group of people, you're going to miss them. And I do miss the people there. But we've got a lot of great folks here in IPS and a lot of great county officials that are dedicated to serve. And so it's a whole new group of people, perhaps, than I had known before. But again, the people are good folks and the same, and it's very rewarding work, as you know, in building those relationships and working with people. And that's another commonality. We're in a relationship business. We have to have those relationships so that we can educate and so folks will feel confident in adopting the things that we're teaching them and putting them into practice.
Well, and I'm probably was going to save this for later, but I think it's a good time to say it. Across our institute, how many employees do we have at the Institute for Public Service?
We're at about almost 190 now.
And John, how many do we have at CTAS?
We're presently at 34. When we become fully staffed, it'll be 38.
I will say, and I believe, I know y'all feel the same way, across the Institute for Public Service, and especially at CTAS, because that's my agency, but we have a lot of talented people.
We do.
We have a lot of talented people, mm-hmm. but... Or, I should say, there's no but. they have a heart to serve. And my thing is you probably don't want to pursue a career at the Institute for Public Service if you don't have public service in mind, right?
That's exactly right.
It's all in the title.
Well, you have to love working with people and making a difference for people, because we are in a people and relationship business. And if those things don't get you excited, you're in the wrong place.
Well, John knows, and I think you know too, it's time you spent with me. I'm very passionate about what we do. And before you come along, which I'm glad you're here, Dr. Bird, before you were here, you know, and I'm not going to get into all the stuff, but I was fighting mad, and we were, John, wasn't we? We wanted to take up for our agency and take up for ourselves and want the best for our agency because we want the best for our county officials. And fortunately, the decisions were made that we have that. We have that opportunity now. And so, and have for the last 9 years or so. And so it's about service. It's about passion. And I'm thankful for what I'm doing. I've been here 18 years. John, you've been at CTAS how long?
October the 1st will be 30 years.
30 years. So you can retire, but you're not going to. So
that's not in the plan.
Okay, good.
And Dr. Burke gave me a pretty good APR, so he's not getting rid of me.
We're going to keep him.
Good. I'm not ready to go through another change. let me get to my 30 before y'all do anything crazy. And of course, you got your time in, Dr. Burke, but I think you're going to be here a little while longer, right?
I'll be here a while longer. Yep. I'm right at 38 years with the university.
Well, you don't look like you've been working that long, but you're still very – y'all both are still very healthy and active, and if it wasn't for y'all's active participation in what you do, I'm not sure we would be as successful as they are. So anyway, we're after this break, we'll get back to more about what the Institute for Public Service and the County Technical Assistance Service at the University of Tennessee does for our state and our community. After this break, I'm with Mr. John Walden, our executive director at CTAS, and Dr. Herb Bird III, the vice president of the Institute for Public Service. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with John Walden and Herb Bird from the University of Tennessee. John is the executive director at CTAS, my employer, and Dr. Bird is the vice president for the Institute for Public Service at the University of Tennessee. So, yes, I have my bosses in studio, and it's going great so far. So they're good, and a lot of good information about our mission and what we do. And John, speaking of our mission, Herb, you mentioned last segment about kind of what IPS does and the whole mission for that. But John, along those lines, County Technical Assistance Service, what is our mission?
So at CTAS, we want to be the leading service provider of technical assistance and training for county officials in Tennessee. That's our daily mission, and we want to improve upon that. The way we provided that service, actually we just provided technical assistance when I first started, and in 2002 we became the training arm as well because of some restructuring within the Institute for Public Service. And since time, that's our daily mission, is become the best technical providers, training technical assistant providers, and the best training providers for county government officials in Tennessee.
So how do we, John, how do we serve? I mean, you mentioned what we do, but how do we actually serve? What are we doing every day?
So we have what we call our county government consultants, which Ben is one, and we have 8 of those individuals across the state. Each of those individuals have they're assigned anywhere between 10 and 14 counties, and they're our first point of contact. That's what we want with our county officials. They understand the lay of the land in their areas. They understand the type of questions that are coming from their areas, and so we want them to be the first point of contact. We have 4 legal attorneys, officials within our organization. They answer every legal question that come about within county government. I always like to say when we have orientation that they're the best attorneys in the state of Tennessee when it comes to understanding the laws as it relates to county government. We have some technical consultants, assessor consultants. We have public safety consultants, which our criminal justice and our jail management consultants, and then we eventually have our EMS fire consultant, and then we have environmental consultants. And so they have their areas of expertise. We have an IT person that not only handles the internal portion of our IT services, but he also provides technical assistance to counties from an IT-related standpoint. And then we have our social media communication person, and not only does she handle our internal operations, but she provides those services to counties when needed as well.
Yeah, and that's great. That's a great summary. I think, and I'll get to this later too, I think what we do is very valuable, and our team, we got a good team, and you're our leader, and it's not as good without you, so I appreciate you, and I'll mention that again, but I just think it's important to know I get to work with a great staff every day. So, Dr. Bird, I want to talk about IPS a second. We have 7 agencies now, is that right?
6 agencies and a special program.
So, SMART considered
special. Expect to grow into its own agency over time.
Well, just briefly, and we'll take as much time as you want, other than CTAS, what do those other 5 agencies do?
Well, our first agency was MTAS, which is a Municipal Technical Advisory Service. They do for cities what CTAS does for counties, and they were started in 1949. Then we have, of course, CTAS. We have CIS, the Center for Industrial Services, that works with Tennessee's manufacturers. They do health and safety programs, OSHA training. They have an economic development certification program and a number of other things. Then we have the Law Enforcement Innovation Center, LEIC. They train crime scene investigators and certify them and do domestic violence training, all kinds of training for law enforcement. We have the NAFE Center for Effective Leadership, which does leadership training for state officials primarily, but for other groups as well. We have the Tennessee Language Center, which does all things language, language instruction, interpreting, translation, and they have a number of certification programs for court interpreters and medical interpreters and those kinds of things. So we have those 6 agencies, and then we have a new program called SMART, which is Substance Misuse and Addiction Resource for Tennessee. And through that group, our intention is to change the trend that we have in Tennessee relative to addiction and substance misuse. And so we're going to be putting some people across the state to help local governments and law enforcement address some of the issues around opioids and other addictive things and try to make a dent and change the trajectory that we've had in Tennessee and improve that situation.
I think the beauty of the structure of IPS, and John, I want you to speak to this too, is how we all work together and partner together. So can you give me an existence or example, I should say, of CTAS working with another IPS agency, partner up on doing something?
Well, one of the things, and this was actually under the director, 2 directors prior to me, Mike Garland, but we realized that energy consumption within county offices was a big deal. So, and we didn't have the expertise to run energy audits, but we partnered with the Center for Industrial Services. And any county that wanted an audit, we sponsored that county. And then CIS sent the individuals to run those audits and to give them an idea of what changes they would need to better improve their energy consumptions within the counties. That's one of the things we've done. We partner with the NAFE Center here in the last, well, for years, but more so the last few years, in that they have one of their leadership programs, local government leadership program, which invites counties officials and city officials, we sponsor the county side and the county officials to attend that program because it's our goal and our understanding that not only will they provide or receive the technical assistance that we provide, but in cases they need that leadership skill, which we provided in our one of our training programs, but this is a two-day process that they get in-depth training in that area.
That's good examples. And in the language, the Tennessee Language Center, we partner with.
We partner with them as well. There are cases that individuals may come into a county office and need that interpretation on the spot. So we partner with them that they provided on the spot for us with just a phone call.
Well, and you mentioned, Dr. Bird, that CTAS or MTAS is the oldest agency, and then it was CIS. We're actually our 50th year this year at CTAS, yes. And so it's our 50th anniversary.
Yes.
And so are we doing anything special for that?
We are having celebrations throughout the year, and we've been rolling out social media campaigns and looking at some of the previous history pictures. I believe I even saw recently a picture of your uncle on a courthouse step somewhere. Representing some of our past history. So we're excited about that celebration.
Well, and I'm excited too because I'm just proud that we're still here. I have y'all on so somebody else can hear the message about CTAS and IPS besides from me. People get tired of hearing what I have to think because I'm one person. They're hearing y'all's perspective and why we're so important. And we are important to the state and we're unique. And one thing I do want to talk about when we come back is how unique IPS is compared to the rest of the country and what we do is unlike anybody else in the country and what they're doing. So you're listening to Local Matters. Ben Rogers is on with Mr. John Walden, my executive director at the County Technical Assistance Service, and Dr. Herb Bird, the vice president for the Institute for Public Service. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here in studio with Mr. John Walden, the executive director at the County Technical Assistance Service at the University of Tennessee, which is my employer, and Dr. Herb Bird III. He is the vice president for the Institute for Public Service at the University of Tennessee, which is John's boss. And so we've had good, great discussion so far. Just excited to have both these gentlemen in to talk about what the mission is of IPS and what they do for the University of Tennessee. So speaking of the agency, Institute for Public Service, Dr. Bird, we're very unique compared to other agencies across the country about what we do. So briefly, how are we so different than anybody else in the country?
Well, it's interesting. When I came to the Institute for Public Service and people told me there was nobody like us, I, of course, was a little bit skeptical. And so we had a consultant that compared us to other folks around the country, and he could find nobody like us. First, we're kind of an eclectic group of a different six different agencies in a program that have evolved to come together around that mission of outreach that we have. But one thing that makes us unique is that we have what we call boots on the ground, people that are headquartered all over the state in the areas in which they serve so that we can reach every local government. We can reach all of our manufacturers and law enforcement agencies, and we have somebody right there where they are that comes to visit, even when maybe there's not a problem, just to see how we can be helpful. And we are unique in that way in that we have those folks. We are that way because we remodeled after the Agricultural Extension Service extension agents in every county. And while we don't have someone in every county, we do have people assigned to every county. And because we had that strong model in Tennessee, that model was applied to us and our agencies as we were brought on board so that we do have people across the state that can go and serve. Other states may do some similar things to us, but generally they do that out of an academic program and don't have those local folks that actually come in and go visit. And so that does make us very unique in how we're structured, the resources that we have. We're one of the larger programs in the country because of the local folks that we have. And so we're able to serve in a lot of different ways that other states are enviable of because they don't have those resources and people that serve.
Yeah, and I think again, I'm biased because I work here, but our presence in the state, IPS, CTAS, everybody within the Institute is so great. You know, you'll have – I'll have elected officials, even some of the people that have been here a while, but especially the newer ones say, you know, how do y'all compare to other states? And you know, do y'all do the same thing as other CTASs in other states? I said, well, they don't exist.
That's right.
They just assume that we bring such an impact – and we improve county government and we improve public service at the Institute that everybody has it, right? Every state has access, and they don't. And they just, it blows their mind when I tell them the story. And then they don't think anything about, they obviously think about losing us, but they never question why we're here, I should
say.
That's
right.
They never question our existence and why do we exist. They just love that we do. And they're thankful that they're in Tennessee as an elected official because they have us.
That's
and so
right.
I think that speaks volumes. John, as the executive director, and you've been our directors for 3 years now, right? And you were here prior to that as in management and leadership role. What is one of the most rewarding aspects or things that you feel being a part of CTAS?
Well, one of the most rewarding things, and I think you've heard me say this at staff meeting, is that we get to wake up on a daily basis and potentially help every citizen in the state of Tennessee without them even knowing. And that we can go to your local Walmart, to the local grocery store, and walk past these individuals daily, and they not even realize and understand that we're the ones kind of helping them with part of their daily lives. And for me, that's rewarding because we get to help these officials across the state and in turn help the citizens across the state.
Yeah, and so our officials are very passionate, and I won't get into details, but you remember a few years ago, and Dr. Bird, you do too, there was some legislative concern about maybe us being sunset, and our boss at the time, it wasn't John, called the consultant and said, start calling your county officials right now and tell them what's going on at the legislature. And within 30 minutes or an hour, I can't remember,
it's
John.
The same day.
Those legislators said, stop having your officials call us. Y'all are wearing us out. We're not going to do what we said you were going to do. It's fine. And that's the impact we've made on our county officials. Mm-hmm. They love what we do. They trust us, and they appreciate us, and they're willing to call anybody to fight for us. And I think that's the same thing across the Institute, right, Dr. Bird? I mean,
that's very true. Sometimes I feel guilty about taking my pay because as I travel all over the state, I hear from our customers, and they want to tell me how much they appreciate what you and others do for them. And sometimes I feel like they're giving me the credit for a lot of the work that a lot of good people did. And so it really is a privilege to be a part of that kind of work where the service that we give to our state and the impact that it has on our citizens is something that folks value, that they want to talk about, that they want to ensure is something that continues tomorrow and the next day and over time. So, you know, you can't ask for much more than that. We have tremendous customer support because of the relationships that we have and the difference that we're able to make for them and the ways that we're able to help.
Well, and part of the reason I'm here is I've talked about this before, but my Uncle Bill gave me a phone call one night during tax season. I was working in Nashville, and he said, hey, hadn't seen you in a while. You hadn't been home. You haven't been to church. You haven't seen your mom and dad. Because during tax season, you're working 7 days a week. I mean,
that's right.
It's just part of it. And I said, well, I'm working. I'll be home next weekend. They're going to let us have Sunday off or whatever. I'll be at church. And he's like, no. You know how Bill was, John. It ain't good enough. So I want you to come work for me and work with me. And, John, you started in the early 90s. Bill was obviously there. I think he started the year after CTAS was created. I think he started in 75 or 76, somewhere in that area. And so your experience with my uncle, if you got a story shared or just your experience, because I love talking about him.
Well, I don't have a particular story to tell, but.
That you can tell.
yeah, that's probably true. But one of the things about, well, a few things about Billy, but one in particular, between Billy and you mentioned Gary Hayes, they were the first two consultants that I actually visited counties with. And they were the ones that actually let me see how our county government operated. I remember a particular point in time that Billy and I went to Clay County, which is still the case, but at the time they were one of the poorest counties in the state. And so I got a chance because, of course, as indicated earlier, I'm from Nashville, mm-hmm. so I see all the services that we get on a daily basis. But going into the hitherlands, as I call it, across the state, he was able to introduce me to a person on the county square, and just an older gentleman with a T-shirt on and actually had tobacco stains in it. And he was like, that's the person that's on the county commission here. And so it gave me an appreciation for the type of people that we have in Tennessee that are leaders in their communities. And he and Gary Hayes were the first two consultants that I was able to train under. And like you said, they gave me a lot of county knowledge, and they gave me some other knowledge as well.
Probably a little eye-opening, right, to
yeah,
see that?
Yeah.
So
yes.
I'll tell two quick stories, one about Bill, but one about Clay County. Mike Garland was our two directors ago, our executive director. I guess he was there for over 10 years as our executive director. He went with me to Clay County. He called me up one day and said, they called me Junior because of Bill. You know, the few of them called me Junior. He said, Junior, I want to go out with you and go to Clay County with you. I've never been there. I want to go visit. And I was like, all right. So I never gave him my itinerary. I just, meet me in Cookeville. You're going to ride with me and don't ask questions. So we pull into this house and he said, Junior, this is a house. I said, yeah. Well, what are we doing here? I said, well, this is the sheriff's office and the jail. He said, in a house? I said, yes, sir. He said, oh, my goodness. He said, we need to give you a raise. I said, no. I said, I'm just showing you rural Upper Cumberland. Mm-hmm. You know, and like you said, they're a poor county in the state. And so that kind of opened his eyes, even him being at CTAS at that time, probably 20-something years. And then one about Bill and you, and this is indirect, but I only got to work with him 10 months, right? Unfortunately, passed away too soon, but I come to his office one day, and he had these big speakers sitting up on his desk, and an amplifier that was pretty big, and then two big speakers. And I said, Bill, what's going on with the speakers? He said, well, you know what? I got tired of going to these other offices and Gary Hayes having all this nice stuff. He said, I just called Big John and said, John, I want some nice speakers. I want to listen to Neil Diamond. I said, Lord have mercy. And he turned that thing on. It blasted you out. He was proud of those speakers, John. You remember?
I remember that.
He was proud of that. And so I got a lot of good laughs out of him. But we miss him. He was a great servant for CTAS, one of the, I guess, grandfathers of how county government's supposed to be. And I'll say this before we close. I say this a lot, but I'll say it again. My opinion is public service starts with your heart and then goes to your mind. You got to have it in your heart first. And once you have that public service fire in your heart, you can do anything. You can use your mind to execute policies or think about things and brainstorm and work with your counterparts. And we, as an institute, help people along in that area. Mm-hmm. But we can't give it to them their heart, right? They got to have that first. That's my opinion. And so I appreciate you two guys and the heart you have for service. I see it every day, especially John. I get to see you more, Dr. Bird. I know you're stretched thin, but I see you quite a bit, and I'm thankful for that. And I love your heart for service, your passion for service, and I want to thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, it starts with the knowledge in the head, goes to the heart, and then it has to come out in the hands and feet as we go across the state and serve. What we do is active work, and we have to go do something.
Yep.
And so it makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. Guys, thank you for being here. Enjoyed your time. Enjoy what you do. Appreciate what you do for me and your leadership and guidance. It's been a blessing to me. Thank God for IPS and CTAS and University of Tennessee, and hopefully we can do this as long as we want to. So
thanks, Ben. It's been fun.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks
y'all for having us.
Everybody, I hope you have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. It's not going to benefit you at all being mean. Just be kind, and we'll see you next weekend.